Welcome to your five for the day. In the book of Exodus, we read the story of God's people, the nation of Israel, leaving Egypt. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, did not want to lose these people as they were his slaves. God sent various plagues upon the Egyptians to make Pharaoh change his mind. Pharaoh dithered by sometimes agreeing to let the people go and then going back on his word. Then he suggested that the people could go, but not their flocks and the herds. This brought the positive response from Moses, "Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not a hoof be left behind." God brought the people out on that famous Passover evening when all who had applied the blood of the Passover lamb were sheltered. What a wonderful illustration of how all who are in the slavery of sin and Satan can be set free from such slavery through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true Lamb of God. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, only by application of his blood by faith can a sinner be released from bondage. It may be asked, why is this exclusively the realm of the blood of Christ? The answer is that when he hung on the cross of Calvary, he accomplished the work of redemption fully and left nothing behind, nothing undone. The Lord Jesus Christ, his own self, bare our sins in his own body on the cross, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Before he died, he cried, "It is finished," and all that God required in order to redeem us on a righteous basis was fully done. This world is heading for another event that will mean no Christian believer will be left behind. The Lord Jesus promised in the Gospel of John that he would come again and take every redeemed soul to be forever with him. This was repeated by the Apostle Paul to people living in Thessalonica. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." No one who has had their sins cleansed by the blood of God's Lamb will be left behind. And as Jim Reeves and Johnny Cash often sang, "Some bright morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, O glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away."